Bachman and Chris Bachman and Larry Bachman.
A splinter group of
Cream.
The Guess Who.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that would be. Hey, I had something happen to me yesterday that I'm quite upset about. I was listening to the show with Matt Jones, and they have a little segment called Birdies, Bogeys, and
Yes,
Pons.
Yes.
Well, they advertised yesterday that they needed a sponsor for the show for $600 for a month. So I called in the number that they gave out over the radio publicly, and I got Leslie's voicemail, and some girl named Shelly called me back. And I said, Shelly, I said, I'd love to sponsor the Birdies, Bogeys, and Par show. And she said, okay, it's $600 for 30 days. I said, it's a done deal. I'm on my way to the station. So I'm in the parking lot at the station getting ready to bring my money in. I get a phone call back saying that the elitist Trey Schaap would not accept my advertising dollars.
Wow.
And that my money was not good at the Buzz.
What, wow. what would be the sponsorship? Would it be you, Tiger Bait, or would it be the business you represent?
Tiger Bait, Artificial Trees, 501-231.
Artificial Trees.
Well, as you know, we went on the air and sealed our deal in about 5 minutes and sold it up on the air for $500.
Okay. Well, I had the $600 in an envelope going in to sign the contract, get a phone call back from Shelly saying that the elitist Trey Schaap said my money was not good at the radio station, and it would create, quote-unquote, too much drama.
Well, you know, the station obviously has the right to do business with whom they please. It's interesting that you are controversial to the point that your money is deemed unnecessary here at the station.
Well, they hadn't had any callers to sponsor the thing, and it was almost like they were begging for money.
Just that segment, they're looking for an advertiser for that segment.
I wonder where he got the idea to go on the air and get it.
I was going to do y'all's deal, and then the guy, I mean, what's the difference between the guy that's sponsoring y'all's deal and, I mean, are y'all
Hey.
No, not y'all.
Let me tell you something. If you would have called and said $600, you would have got the deal.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Tommy.
All right, we have somebody that wants to argue with you.
This is Shelly from our bus sales staff, who apparently, according to Tiger Bait, took the phone call and then turned him down. Go ahead, Shelly.
I did take the phone call, and he is telling the story nothing like it actually happened. So I'm going to call bull crap.
Shelly, what do you mean? Was I told?
Let her talk. Let her give her side. Go ahead, Shelly.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, he called. Shelly. He wanted to sponsor the segment, and before we went any farther, we agreed that I needed to get that approved. He was no more in the parking lot.
Shelly, I was 3 blocks from your station when I made the phone
call.
Let
her finish.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Shelly.
He even asked me, do you need to get this approved? And I said, yeah, I need to get it approved. So don't say you were in the parking lot with the cash.
Kidding.
And don't say it was Trey Schaap, because we had the conversation. The station agreed that it would not be a good idea, so don't be calling Trey out.
Wait a minute.
He didn't say anything about the station, free service.
Where did the station agree?
LSU's Tiger Bait. He wanted Trey Schaap to have to say LSU's Tiger Bait every day on his show.
I didn't think it was
nothing about
a tree service.
So, Shelly, in the contract, I was going to put the specifics of what I wanted said. For $600. Tommy just said a while ago he would accept my money in a heartbeat. Now, who runs the station, Schaap or Mr. Johnson?
It wasn't Trey Schaap.
Well, neither one
we
of
had
them,
this conversation. Why are you going to make crap
then
up and call up the next day?
Shelly, who doesn't want my money then? Tell me.
Nobody wants you.
Well, somebody the decision just, was made. I told
somebody
you,
decided they didn't.
The decision was made.
We held our nose and said no.
No, be quiet. Where did we get to a point? We sat in a meeting yesterday. Where have we reached the point where we're turning down money?
Thank you.
I guess if we don't
No. I sat in a meeting yesterday for an hour, and where are we turning down money?
Well, I guess we turned down his.
Yeah, I guess
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
No, it's not.
It's not illegal, but
it's not illegal. Yeah. We've turned down money before.
Sam Peroni, if you're listening. Hey, Tommy, you would have taken my money, gone to Memphis, spent it at hotels, going out to eat at Ruth's Chris, had a fine night, and I would have sponsored the deal. So what's the difference, Shelly?
Wasn't my decision.
Well, again, listen, I mean, whoever made the decision decided they didn't want to have that type of sponsorship.
Wow. They felt like it was in poor taste.
Wow. All right.
Wow, that just really blows me away. That's my money. Tiger Bait, Silk Creek.
I'm sure there's some people out there that probably aren't bothered by that. Yeah. So I'm sure there's
Shark 93.3 will take your money.
I'll be in the minority here, and I know there are other advertisers on this radio station that people hear and go, not again. We don't have any problem taking their money.
Exactly.
Well, you are a controversial figure. You have to understand that too, right?
Have you seen the commercials on Channel 7 for David Pryor and against David Pryor?
Although that would be a way we could actually find out his real name, Tiger Bait's real name, by doing that.
Absolutely. Oh, we already know what it's Satan.
It's liar, liar, pants on fire.
Shelly, right. I was on Cottondale Drive when I made the phone call down in the Cantrell Bottom.
You ain't gonna win, Tiger Bait.
Delivering trees to a store that sponsors your radio show.
Now, that's it's over and done with now. You both had your say, and apparently you came out on the short end, Tiger Bait, but life goes on.
If anybody out there needs any artificial trees.
Now, get out of here. Get out. Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's great.
No, it's not really that great. It's not really that great. All right, the NBA Finals.